Feel it coming in the air. Yeah. Hear the screams from everywhere. Yeah. I'm addicted.
This is a track off one of the most anticipated albums coming out this fall.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind is who's on this town tonight.
The track is called Run This Town, the record Blueprint 3 by rap megastar Jay-Z. It features Kanye West and, in this song, Rihanna. It's one of Maura Johnston's picks for new pop music to look out for this autumn. She's the editor of Idolator.com, and Maura's in our New York bureau. Welcome back.
Hi.
Maura, give us a quick backstory to the song we're hearing here. It's off Jay-Z's album Blueprint 3.
Well, the Blueprint 3 is coming out on September 11th, which is actually the 8th anniversary of the release of the original Blueprint album, which came out on September 11th,
on 9/11,
2001.
Right.
Yeah. And basically, you know, it's Jay-Z. I mean, Jay-Z is one of the biggest megastars in pop music right now. You know, he has clothing lines. He can endorse a computer just by having his hands waving around a screen, as he did with an ad for HP a couple of years ago.
You don't even have to show his face.
You don't even have to show
just
his face.
Just Jay-Z's hands.
Yeah, just Jay-Z's hands.
How much are his hands worth? Versus
probably more than I could even imagine. And this is a really big record. It has a ton of guest stars, like you said, Kanye West and Rihanna, who are both on the song Run This Town. Alicia Keys is on it. The band MGMT produced a track.
Wow.
I mean, it's so many people. It's a big event.
In a dark Caesar, please follow the leader. So Eric B, we are microphone fiend. It's the return of the God, peace God.
And I was reading how secretive they were about the making of this album. They like went to Hawaii to record it.
Yeah, because they wanted to prevent, you know, as many leaks as possible from the sessions. Although what wound up happening was it wound up leaking earlier this week.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to be playing it right now.
Right, right.
Because we got a leaked version.
Shh.
Okay, Maura, what's your next pick?
My next pick is an album by Miranda Lambert, who is a country singer who actually came to fame on the show Nashville Star. She did not win, but she's had a really good string of records come out over the past couple of years, and her new album is called Revolution, and it's her third record.
I feel like the flowers in this vase. He just brought them home one day, ain't they beautiful, he said. They've been here in the kitchen and the water's turning gray. They're sitting in the vase, but now they're dead. Dead flowers.
The song is called Dead Flowers by Miranda Lambert. Maura, she's a pretty young country singer. Tell me about her.
She's kind of a bad girl, you know. Her first album was called Kerosene. Her last album was called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. She definitely sings about carrying a gun if her boyfriend beats her up. And she said this is a much more artistic record than her two previous albums. So I think it'll be a really interesting switch for her from this young firebrand persona to someone who's more reflective. This song is actually one of my favorites. It's a really evocative look at a relationship that's dying, and I think it's really beautiful.
He ain't feeling anything. My love, my hurt, oh, stay in this rain.
More of this next song is my favorite of the lot that you picked. Can you guess which one it is?
I think it's The Roots.
You
right?
Got it.
There's too much drama. Living with the police right behind you. It's always more than a slight reminder. We living in a war zone like Rwanda. Before I go back to the Heavenly Father, pray for me if it ain't too much bother. Whatever don't break me or make me stronger. I feel like I can't take too much longer. It's too much lying and too much frying. I'm all cried out cause I grew up crying. They all got a sales pitch I ain't buying. They're trying to convince me that I ain't trying. We uninspired, we unadmired. And tired and sick of being sick and tired. Of living in a hood with the shots of fire. We dying to live so the live.
More of their last album, Rising Down, which came out in 2008, around now, last year,
yeah.
I think. That was one of my favorite records last year. I think a lot of people will recognize this band from the Jimmy Fallon show. What should we expect with this record?
Well, you know, an interview with Questlove, the drummer and the de facto leader of the band, he's sort of the most visible. He's really popular on Twitter these days. You know, he has the big afro and he sits behind the kit. But he said that when he's been playing the record for people, they've been throwing around the word gospel a lot. And he said that this record's very organ heavy. So, and you can hear that on that one, on the title track, which is How I Got Over. You know, you can definitely hear that the organ is playing a big role in the music.
I can't wait for this one to come out.
Yeah, it's really going to be good.
You picked a track called My Love Is Better, and it's by a Norwegian pop singer called Annie. And Maura, this one sounds like it was recorded in 1984. Are you sure this is new?
I'm positive it's new, yes.
Okay, let's hear it. I read on a website that they called this album a complete modern masterpiece. Seriously?
I think it's really great, actually. I think it's really just, like, really fun dance pop. You know, Annie is a sort of well-known singer among the critterati. Can I say that?
Yeah, why not?
This record's actually been kicking around for a while. It came out in Norway last year, and it's sort of been this apocryphal record, and I'm really into it. I think that it's really bouncy and fun, and I'm glad that it's finally seeing the light of day.
What are you going to leave us with this afternoon, Maura?
I'm going to leave you with Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions. She's the former lead singer of Mazzy Star, and this is her first record in a long time, and people are very excited about it, and I think it's easy to hear why once you just hit play.
The trouble with the trouble is the trouble.
The song is Trouble by Hope Sandoval. It's one of Maura Johnston's fall picks. She's the editor of Idolater.com. You can find more of her recommendations at Idolater.com. Maura, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We here at NPR will keep you up to date with all of the latest music this fall, from rock to pop to classical and jazz. It's all on NPR Music, Arena Show, Studio Sessions, and even something we call Tiny Desk Concerts. Plus, plenty of news and reviews. It's all at npr.org/music.